The workshop confronting the U.S. war against Haiti was organized by the Haiti Action Committee. It took place at the U.S. Social Forum, held in Detroit, Michigan, from the 23rd to the 26th of June, 2010. I had an opportunity to speak with organizer Franz Jerome after the workshop. He addressed the use of eminent domain by U.S. troops and international forces to occupy Haiti, which has been taking place even before the earthquake which devastated the country in January. In the aftermath of the earthquake, there has been an increased drive to contract out humanitarian aid in the name of disaster relief. Jerome addressed this and the ongoing speculation and contracts being made on the island nation.
Areas of Port-au-Prince have already been identified, like the area from Kwadebouke to Dikini, which is throughout the coast of Port-au-Prince, will be evacuated, and a park, industrial park, is going to be created there. Now, this land belongs to individuals, to people, so they are going to lose their land.
And who is behind this?
It's not who is behind this. It's the plan that was signed at the United Nations on the 31st. This is the plan that was accepted. The commission that will be controlling the implementation of the program will be headed dual chairs, President Clinton, former President Clinton, and the current Prime Minister of Haiti, Belle-Ile. And what we say is that we want the title, the label of poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, to be taken off, because Haiti has gold mines, it has oil, it has all these resources that they seemingly don't want to talk about. And if they are not accounting for all of the resources of Haiti, why are they deciding that it's poor? So that's primarily what my activism is right now, because if they have decided, in this plan also, they have decided that they are going to have two oil refineries, one in Lagunave and one in Fort Liberté, where they are going to be exploiting oil supposedly coming from Saudi Arabia. Now, it would be a total disaster, especially for Fort Liberté, which is a pristine-like postcard environment. Mm-hmm. One of the rare places where you have green space in Haiti. And that's where they chose to put their oil refinery. There are green spaces in Haiti, and they ought to be protected.